This is the Smoke Break Podcast. Our guest today is Dave and Cynthia, the lead sales associates for Cobra Extracts.
Hey, we just took a dab, too.
So David, I think we're kind of kindred spirits. If we figured that out pretty quick.
Moses,
hey. David, and yours.
Cynthia.
That's a there nice name, too.
So, my name's Neil. Also known a.k.a.
Neil Diamond,
the real Neil Diamond.
The real Neil Diamond.
And we just took a dab from Cobra Extracts. And that's your guys' company, right?
Yeah. So we're the director of sales of Cobra Extracts.
Nice.
Yeah. And we.
Our scientists are the best.
We just moved from Atlanta, Georgia. We've only been here for 2 weeks. We bought a 26-foot RV with two pop-outs, $70,000. This brand new thing. We got a 20-year mortgage. You know,
I'm just amazed. Did you guys make that pasta from the RV? Or?
Yeah, we're chefs. Man. She made
how
the
was
whole.
It?
Yeah, it looks beautiful. I love everything you put in there. I haven't tasted it, but I'm about to taste it. But everything you put on there looked beautiful.
He had nice. Just eaten.
I don't know if there was any.
I had just eaten, but I seen fruit, and I was like, man, I gotta dig.
That's a great dessert.
It was good.
I wanted to ask David. You've only been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This is not your first time in California, though, right?
No. For a long time, Cobra Extracts has been friends that I've known in Atlanta. And they called me out here a couple of months ago and said, David, we need a salesman. And we know, I used to own a mortgage company, and I had 60 employees during the height of the refi boom. And I said, they said, David, we need a salesperson. A master salesperson, because we're like scientist geeks, and we won the Cannabis Cup. Cobra Extracts won the Cannabis Cup on 420 High Times Magazine Award, and they were. I said, "Well, okay, cool. How many stores are y'all in?" This is 2 months ago, and at the beginning of 2020, they're like, "We're in 20 stores." I'm like, "You got to be kidding me! Y'all won the Cannabis Cup, High Times Magazine for the number one vape pen, number two in wax, and y'all are only in 20 stores." What were your sales? I said, well, we were $3.5 million. I was like, well, that's pretty good. But they said, look, we'll make you director of sales. Come from Atlanta to L.A. Bring your girlfriend. I said, okay, I'm going to buy an RV. We're going to go from dispensary to dispensary to dispensary selling Cobra Extracts, the vape pens and wax. And 660 stores. And they said, look, we're going to give you a $100,000 salary. I said, you know what? I don't want a salary. I said, I don't need it. I want residual commissions. And I said, I'm going to kill it for you guys. Now, the fact that they won the Cannabis Cup, you know, on two different things in 2018 amongst 47 people.
Big guys, too.
Yeah. But they're not known anywhere. They're only in 20 stores currently.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting, you know, High Times at this point is pretty much just all run by the attorneys. And it's all right. Thank you for passing those laws. I wish you'd make them a little bit easier for the farmers. But they didn't really have they don't have connections to those guys.
Yeah.
So it's kind of extraordinary that they won, because usually the people who do win
are the big,
do have those
the ones with the money.
During the Emerald Cup, this recent most interesting one, we came out and we had never gone to a dispensary as Cobra Extracts. But we had them print up some cards for us. We went into a dispensary in Santa Rosa, where the Emerald Cup was.
Yeah, people don't get distracted.
So
actually, 2 minutes past 4:20. We're late.
There you go. Yep. So we walked into
There's
the dispensary.
There's a great sound to use in your next rap video, someone. We've heard the cameras, we've heard the tattoo guns. We need that sound.
But we sold our very first walk-in, our very first sale. We did a $2,500 sale at a dispensary, and we both started crying. And Cynthia literally had tears 2 months ago. Had tears rolling down her face.
I teared up.
The guy who was the manager, he goes, "This is so cool." He goes, "I'm feeling the virgin experience. I remember this feeling 7 years ago." So we're like newbies to this, and we're still like, what? Is this real? But we're going into all the dispensaries one by one. Yeah. And we're coming in with the metric system, a document filled out with we've already got their license number and our license number. And we walk in with a sample for 1 cent for wax and 1 cent for the the vape pens, you know, and say, here you go. And they're like blown away that we're that organized. We, in our 26-foot RV, we got like a mobile office. We've got a printer, computer, satellite internet, you know, so we can literally roll up on anybody and be ready to do a sales pitch, close it. And then anybody who closes, we cook them lunch or dinner. You know, we
actually, I only cook for people that I like.
True that.
I don't care how much money you give me.
She cooked. She cooked for us.
To be honest,
that's a lot of love. Right
to be
there.
Honest, Cynthia, I only want to do did, business.
You notice we did buy cooked chicken first.
I only want to do business with people we like. I mean, not just cook.
Well, no. I mean, Cobra Extracts is like kind of a special brand because you're going to pay a little bit more, but it's. I don't know. I like the fact that it's cleaner and.
It's all CO2, right?
And I like the people.
Yeah. Oh, they're scientist nerds.
I like the fact that they are people who care about the environment and what's going on. The products are clean. And that's really why I'm here in California, is to sell legal ganja to people.
With integrity.
I think that Cobra is an awesome brand to do it with. Because they are careful. They're careful from where they source it from. Most of their products come from out in Humboldt, mostly in the Emerald Triangle. And it costs a little more because it's tracked, it's traced, and it's taxed. But through that process, those farmers who get paid not as much as the traditional market usually, because by the time they pay all of their taxes, but what it says for the consumer who's going to pay more money when you go into the dispensary and pay your taxes so your schools can have what they need, because that's where your taxes go if you vote the right people into office. I lost my train of thought.
You're
These
stoned.
Dabs are great. Let me tell you, everyone, Cobra Extracts is for intellectuals. You know, it really is.
What about cannabis consumers? Is it a trend? Are they looking for that fair trade cannabis?
What was the question?
So I know you mentioned
fair trade cannabis.
Because that's when you mentioned about like the farmers are getting paid the right.
Hey, let me answer.
Is this fair trade cannabis?
So check this out. All right, they're only getting organic cannabis. They're only getting buds from organic farms that are using
no chemicals. I would like to correct that.
The
buds are coming, what they're doing, it's called natural farming. It's a Korean method of farming. You don't use pesticides, but you make your own fermentations and stuff. I was just talking with who's one of the most extraordinary gardeners I've seen in any type of field of gardening, Danny Colchin. And he was explaining it to me a little bit, but unfortunately I don't know. But it's not... The process is natural farming, and it is based off of what most people know as a Korean method. He has tweaked it through his decades of farming in that specific place since.
So one of the things that we're doing with Danny is with Emerald Organics. We're taking Emerald Organics and writing up a bio, and we've done this. We just wrote up a bio for them, and we're taking their bio and matching it and mixing it with Cobra Extracts so that you have from farm to table, you have the full on vertical integration, you know, of the farm, who they are, going to the manufacturing, who they are, to the end product is going to go to the dispensaries, you know. And I think people do care. People want to know where their weed is coming from. They want to know where their wax is coming from. I mean, they want to be strain specific. They want to know if it's, you know, everybody wants THC terpenes, not fruit terpenes, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I can totally see it.
That's the number one question I ask when I buy my weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
What is it? What is it called? Where's it from?
So
you know, what's it called? Everybody wants to know.
We want to, you know, we promote the farm. We promote the farm and the manufacturing company, all two separate.
Just how you know, just how you want to know what weed it is. What's your name?
My name is Damien. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Now I know what strain I'm smoking.
Yeah. Damien was a cool kid.
Thank you. All right. I was gonna ask you, David. Did you have a background before you got into this business? Like, okay, did so you already know?
You'll love my background.
Because you said finance. So did they bring you into the sales because of your finance?
Well, okay. Background? So I have a degree in accounting. I used to be a fraud investigator. I put people in jail for embezzling money. Wow. I have over 30 felony arrests. So I really cannot stand a thief, you know, and so I'm an Eagle Scout. I was Eagle Scout from a synagogue, a Jewish Boy Scout troop, you know, but I think I'm spiritually a Jubu, a Jewish Buddhist. So from accounting, then I started a mortgage company and I had 60 employees during the height of the refi boom. And we brought in $25 million in revenue over a 10-year period and did really well. So going from accounting to finance of mortgages, and then I buy and sell real estate in Atlanta. Well, now I'm selling all my real estate in Atlanta and want to buy in California. And I want to buy, you know, I have friends who are in the traditional market. They're master growers. And I'm telling them, guys, y'all got to get into the white market. By the way, the traditional market, for those who don't know, is the black market, right? I just learned that term a couple months ago, the traditional. I thought, oh, how cool is that? It's so much classier. Yeah,
that's cool. So traditional market means black market.
The black market, yeah.
Have you white market, legal market?
You've never heard that?
No, I haven't heard it. No,
no, most people haven't. Thank you for killing the word.
Right now, everyone's in like traditional.
So, but it makes sense. It makes sense.
It does make sense.
It makes sense.
And, but so I am here to help take traditional master growers, and I've got multiple friends, and move them into the white market, you know, and let's partner up. You know, here I am, finance guy. Let's bring in some master grower and let's partner up on the grow, and you can, you know, we'll split the proceeds of the grow, but then you can buy into the land over years, you know, and like you help a brother come up, you know.
Make it like a cooperative.
And in Atlanta, we have a nonprofit, LEAF, Lakewood Environmental Arts Foundation, and we do food for artists. And we have two walk-in coolers and two reefer trucks, which are refrigeration trucks, not marijuana trucks. But and we go and pick up 10,000 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables every week, and we give it away in Atlanta.
And we want to start doing something like that here. We want to start doing something like that here, but through Cobra Extracts. But we can keep it as LEAF, but, you know, sponsored by Cobra Extracts.
And how ironic, so LEAF, marijuana LEAF. You know,
yeah, so if you know, if anyone like in your family or your friends have grocery stores or farms and you have excess of food and it's within this area, I mean, I think at least we could do something here with the 420 if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To where once a month or once a week. Really, once a week.
Do food distributions for artists, for those artists in need, you know?
Well, I can say Fresno, it's definitely, there's a lot of people that are in need.
There are a lot of starving artists out here.
Yeah. Well, you know what would be cool is to set up.
What do you think about, like, maybe putting together, you know, or no, you're not allowed to do that.
Set this up in every city.
Little care packages, you know, of.
Oh, what? Ganja or.
Cheap ganja. You can't do that. Like, you know, the.
It's a good thought, though.
Trim.
Good. You can't give,
you
can give it up,
but you can't. You're not even allowed to give it
you
up.
You probably can give away CBD, though. You
can't give away weed.
Can you give you can away give CBD? Away,
you can give away cannabis.
You can?
You can.
Yes, as long as it is below 0.3%.
Oh, CBD. You can. That's not cannabis. That's hemp.
I've given away weed before.
Oh, no, that's, don't do that. We're being filmed, man. You're not allowed to give away pot.
That's all right.
It was free.
She's still suffering from being in Atlanta.
Never. No. I'm next to a fraud guy. It's okay.
It is okay. Right? I think they really just don't.
I was at the grocery store. He's like, oh, she ate edibles. That's what's wrong. I'm like, shh.
She freaked
the girl,
out.
The young girl behind the couch, she's like, where are you from? I was like, Georgia. She's like, oh, it's legal here. Don't worry. It was so adorable.
Well, she was probably on the edibles herself.
Probably herself.
In L.A., it's crazy. Like, you can go into a restaurant, and, like, some restaurants will let you roll. Like, they don't care. Like, we were rolling blunts in the restaurant.
Cool.
And then we went to a really expensive restaurant where it's, like, it was really high-class people. And I've only gone there a few times. and I was with these two guys, and one of them was a bud dealer, and he put like 2 pounds on the table and opened it up and started taking pictures and stuff, and everybody started moving to other tables. And then, like, a bunch of people started coming, and then we went to another table, and then we're sitting down, and this waiter comes over with a napkin and a plate, and he's like, "Here, you forgot this on the other table." And, like, I pick up the napkin, and there's two nugs on the plate.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, man, that's
great. Yeah. Did he know that was his chip?
Right? That's what I told him.
So, you know what? I wanted to finish telling a story about, I was 40. I'm 52 now. And at 40, I shut down the mortgage company. And I said, "Man, I'm rich. You know, I'm going to Burning Man." And had a couple $1 million and just said, I'm semi-retired, right? Burning Man, I started like, whoa, my God, I could be an artist, right? And so I started this lighting company. I started a theme camp. And from the theme camp came, you had to have a stage, you have a sound system, lighting. And then people wanted to rent the stuff. You know, and I was like, okay, well, I can rent this out and make money, a little bit of money here, hustle. You know, and it just grew and grew and grew. So then I started a company called Area 51 Presents. And we do lasers, lighting, video mapping out of Atlanta. And we've done videos for Waka Flocka, Nicki Minaj, J. Cole, Missy Elliott, Faith Evans, 2 Chainz, Migos, Fetty Wap, Future, T.I. Over 1 billion views on all our videos. So when you get a chance.
So what's really amazing about all this is that through all of this, you know how artists, you have a gig, you make a bunch of money, you spend a bunch of money because you're past on your bills. And so he's met all these people and they're always needing help here. And how he has figured out to help everyone.
This is where I started the fucking nonprofit.
And he has
said, "Okay, y'all need like money.
Sprouts,
wait, no, go get food. Food
and
is money."
Trader Joe's and the farmers market giving pallets of food.
Yeah, I mean, every Wednesday today.
Feeding probably right now between 80 and 100 families in that Lakewood area, but not just them, but artists. Right now, there's so many people coming because. Everyone's
especially with
canceled.
The pandemic. Oh my God!
I mean, everyone there, like
the stimulus package just passed.
Film
everybody's getting $1,200. Anybody who's does tax returns,
$1,200 is going to pay their pet. Like that's not going to cover.
I'm rich, bitch.
Rent.
It's like that money's already due to somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't do anything.
No.
And it's going to be more.
Band-aid on a gaping wound.
So you've done a lot of things, David. Where can people, like, for Leaf? I'm sure there's a website, right? You guys?
It's Lakewood. It's leaftrust.net.
Leaftrust.net.
Yeah, but Lakewood Environmental Arts Foundation. And we want to open one in every city. I mean, you know what would be cool? Is we partner up with people like y'all.
Uh-huh.
You know, in every city, we get a walk-in cooler and a
space.
We'll give
you the structure. It's easy.
And a small reefer truck, a refrigeration truck, 16-foot, you know. And then we start calling around to the farmers markets in the different cities, and each city would have their own pickup, a weekly pickup of, you know, 6 to 8 pallets of food, or, you know, start small, start with 1,000 pounds and you know, and work your way up. That's what we did, you know. And now we're getting 10,000 pounds, upwards of 20,000 pounds a week.
So LEAF in Atlanta stands for Lakewood Environmental Arts Foundation, but if you did, I was thinking we'd just keep the name LEAF and just be LEAF Environmental Artists Foundation.
You know.
And then the acronym LEAF is still there. And LEAF, you know, like the marijuana LEAF.
You guys ready to do this? You want to help us? Like, now, let's create this in California.
Yeah, right.
I think if you're going to do something like that, I mean, this is
a
perfect place to start.
Okay, here we go. For those, can I give my phone number?
Sure.
For those interested in doing this LEAF Artist Foundation in each city, call me 404-308-LOAN. 404-308-5626. And it's also Loco. Loan and Loco. Loan and Loco are what I'm saying.
Watch us on Facebook, too. Lakewood Environmental Arts Foundation.
Thank you for listening to Smoke Break Podcast. This episode was brought to you by the CBD and Hemp Warehouse. For the premium selection of CBD flower and products, go to cbdandhempwarehouse.com.